Welcome to the Ranking Revolution podcast, your go-to source for strategies and ideas for SEO, organic growth, content creation, and online business. This is part two with the interview with Alex Capizzolo. In part one, we talked about real estate SEO and how he found his way into SEO in 2020. We finish up this conversation talking about AI and how he uses AI for generating ideas and content and just generally how he uses AI. So if you didn't check out part one, be sure to check out that first part so you can continue along. And let's get to the interview with Alex right now. When you started in 2020, the AI tools were kind of garbage or non-existent. Since ChatGPT came out a couple years ago, things really moved in a different direction. It's impacting almost all websites now, either because they're publishing more content or they're now displaced because there's AI content taking their place. So how have you integrated AI? How do you use it today? We're recording in early 2024. Yeah, what's AI done for you?
It's been huge. It's saved a lot of money. I no longer use, even though they were great recently, buy, sell, text. We used to get a lot of content through. Shout out to them. They were solid. That's like an outsourcing content website, no affiliation. And then we used Text Broker too, which was decent. We got a little less quality from them for similar pricing, but we don't do any of that anymore. We consult with ChatGPT plus four or four plus, whichever one we pay $20 a month for, and it's been super solid. So we use it for all of our guest posts. We use certain queries and prompts that make it seem pretty decent. We still edit everything though before we send it off to as a guest post, and same thing with the content on our own website. SD House Guys, which is our San Diego website, started 1 year ago. So that's really had the true like impact of AI versus our first site. Cause we've used it on over 100 blogs, ChatGPT for that site. And the traffic's at an all time high. It's gaining some traction. Google's digging a lot of what it's spitting out. But again, it's not just a copy paste, as people have said in the industry, that can get you in not far, and leads to some repetition and things like that and not sounding natural. So yeah, it's been huge. It's saved us a lot of time, saved us a lot of money. It's worth it, but you have to still put your spin and edit on it sometimes or most of the time.
What's your workflow using AI?
ChatGPT with the prompts, then throw it into Copyscape, then throw it into AI Detector, which is like an AI checker. Try and get that below like 15% AI written detection, and then throw it into Google Doc, or no, sorry, then just publish it and Grammarly when it's in WordPress before it's posted.
Okay. Anything specific with your prompts? Do you just take like a keyword and kind of walk through with an outline? What's the internal part of the ChatGPT part?
We use the same prompt to start every time. I think it's something along the lines of, I just copy and paste this. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it's something like write in a concise, like in concise sentences, but be descriptive. It's some kind of combination of that. And that's been helpful for it to like, it doesn't ramble too much. I oftentimes do have to find, like ask it to expand a little bit, and then it'll chop it down a bit more. So usually it'll spit out like 500 or 600 sentences based on a lot of the prompts we've done recently. It'll say expand it more. It'll spit out like 800, and we'll edit it to around like the 1200 range, or if it needs less, like 750 words.
Okay. And then about how long does it take you to get your finished output?
Hour and a half, depending on how deep I go. And if I add more specific data, if it's like a blah blog, whatever, an hour. But if lately we've been trying to go a little more robust, and you know, instead of one photo, add three, instead of no videos, add one, even if it's not ours, and try and get above the 1,000 word threshold with a few data points, bullet points, Italian bolds, things like that, just to spice up the on page. But it's an hour to hour and a half. It's common.
All right. And then how long was it taking you when you were writing it by hand back in the old days?
No, dude. I don't know. 4 hours?
Yeah.
A lot longer.
And you were locked inside, like time had no meaning back then during COVID, yeah. Right?
I think my fingers have grown because I probably lost some inches on my fingers for how much typing and writing I was doing before AI. And now it's way less typing. So fingers are happy. Websites are happy. Life's good.
Now that you've had a few more years of experience, how are you looking at sort of keywords and topical authority and really kind of really choosing what to publish on your website?
A lot of what we've done recently is questions that have come up on the realtor side in my day-to-day job that I was like, oh, I actually had to Google it. Like I didn't know the answer. I was like, I should write a blog on that, you know, as long as it's not too basic and too competitive with like super strong websites ranking for it. But like, yeah, so that's been helpful. That obviously is not like really scalable. That just comes with time and doing your day-to-day job and listening, but trying to be aware of that, you know, can help you tease out a couple of those that could work as you go. One thing we did that was helpful. We took Quora.com and then we put that into Ahrefs and then showed what it was ranking for keywords. And then like we went to like organic, like what all the keywords that it ranks for. And then we searched by specific keywords like real estate. And then I think we put in one more filter or metric that was like volume of searches or difficulty or something like that. But anyway, we were able to find like what Quora ranks for within real estate. And it could be, you know, one example was like, what, like, is it weird that I live at home at 25 years old? Because I had the word home in it when we included home. And I wrote that and it gets like, I think a couple of clicks a day.
Really?
Yeah. So like, just like things like that. I was like, I heard Quora's ranking for it. That might mean that there's not a lot of other websites trying to rank for these things and they're still slightly relevant. If you type in, you know, the words that have to do with your niche, that gave us a good amount of topics to write. And we did that like a year ago and are still cruising through some.
Cool. Yeah. And I've heard that with like Reddit or forums and other similar things where, you know, back in the old days, those sites weren't as optimized. Of course, recently with Helpful Content Update, a lot of user-generated content is ranking higher, which brings me to how did the Helpful Content Update treat your sites? Did you have any impact, even with the updates all through 2023?
We have been okay, thankfully, knock on wood, for the Helpful Content Update. Where we got rocked was the 2022 December update. And I think that was with backlinks, I believe, I forget. Do you remember what that one was all about?
No, I don't remember. There were so many like during those time frames.
Totally. Yeah. And that's, you know, 'tis the season, the holidays. That's when they pop up for Black Friday and, you know, all that stuff, all the online stuff. But, you know, Helpful Content has been okay. And that's why we're like even more jazzed about AI content and the way we're doing it, because it's working and it's, you know, it's lower hanging competition keywords that we're finding, and spitting out solid enough content at a solid enough rate. We're not pumping out like 5 blogs a day. The most I've done was like 3 blogs a day, but that's like if no one calls me or emails me, the whole day. But, yeah, last year was okay with updates, thankfully.
And I feel like real estate would be a little bit different than a website with affiliate reviews and that kind of thing. And I take it you live in California. Do you live in San Diego?
Or? San Diego.
So it's like you live there. You can actually take pictures of the places you're going to. You're like, hey, there's Mission Beach. There's the other thing. And then in Philly, are you from Philadelphia?
Right outside.
Yeah. So it's like, you know what it's like. You could write about the neighborhood and cheese sticks. I don't know. I don't know much about
it. I think it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. You mentioned, you know, you have time to write more and publish more if no one's calling. Hopefully people are calling, right? So how are the leads from SEO compared to other leads that might come in? And I think this is, it's so key for people like learning SEO for their own business versus just like SEO for its own sake. So what are the leads like?
Worlds of difference. the complete opposite experience, especially if you're in a place like Philly, the East Coast. You know, people are like way less. There's straight shooters. They're blunt. Like, if you're cold calling them, they're going to get pissed off. So that happened a lot to us. But it was all, you know, we cold called, we direct mail, postcard, mass text messages, you know, like ringless voicemails. We've tried everything. And it's a quick, those are all quick ways to piss people off. And in Philly, they will let you know for sure. And, you know, we're reaching out to people who didn't necessarily want to be reached out to, but they're like, yeah, maybe I'll sell. So it's a lot of like us pushing them and not pushing them, but like, you know, it's like they don't, maybe they don't really need to, or it's not a timing. The timing's not right. SEO is way different. They're searching on Google or somewhere else, usually Google, and they have a problem or they need information. They have a need. So it's an entirely different conversation. And what the way we've switched up our kind of like vibe when someone went with an SEO lead, it's like, and this is also just true, but we say this line, we're like, yeah, like, you know, all the information about the property. And then we're like, hey, like, I'm going to talk to my partner, my business partner, who I do this with. And like, we'll see if this even does make sense for us to take on as a project. Maybe it doesn't. Sometimes, and it's, I always say it's no hard feelings, it's nothing personal, but it doesn't always make sense for us. Versus when we were outbound marketing to people, we were like, please sell me your house. You know, so, very different experience.
Makes total sense. I mean, people are trying to find you versus you trying to like get in their face and distract them from whatever it is they're trying to do. So totally makes sense. That's awesome. All right. So what's your top priority for SEO right now with your sites?
Both are kind of in different phases. So the older one is, and it's not that old, it's like just over four years. The Philly one, that one's okay. We haven't really had to focus on that much, thankfully. Just kind of making sure, like, since it has more content, maintaining it, right? So updating stuff, if it says 2023, change that blog to 2024. If it's in the, you know, if it's something that should be updated, things like that, just like yearly kind of maintenance, broken links, you know, making sure all that stuff is okay. But for the newer site, which we're still trying to get ranked for more stuff, it just comes down to the basics, right? Backlinks and content, and just trying to do those simultaneously, to grow the overall health and wealth of the website, get more of a, or become more of an authority, topical authority. It's kind of like the goal that we're shooting for, right? And we're getting there with certain stuff. It's also been tough though in San Diego, like the two websites that are beating us for certain terms for like selling a house. One is 10 years old, super strong SEO from like a while back. And then the other one has like 400 Google reviews. No joke. Crazy. So I feel like Google puts a lot of weight on that too, just because it's so many and they know it's a local kind of service, and a local business. So we're trying to figure out how to out SEO them, really, which has been interesting. And another thing too that I've heard recently that we want to try and I don't know how we're going to try and capture more of this, but it's like brand searches. So if someone types in your business name and then clicks on your website, you know, it's a good signal to Google. People saying like, how do you do that? Just be a normal business and like interact with people. But with houses, it's like, you know, we're not buying 20 houses a month kind of thing. So we don't have that as much. So I've been trying to think of some ideas, haven't thought of too many good ones, but not yet, but that's like probably priority number three or four is like branded searches and how to tackle that.
Well, to be really meta, I think being on podcasts is really good for a number of reasons, by the way. But people are listening to this right now while they're driving, they're doing laundry, they're exercising, they're walking the dog, and they're probably going to remember SD, what's the name of the website?
SDHouseGuys.com.
SDHouseGuys, BrotherlyLoveProperties.com. We're saying it right now, right? So they're going to go and search for it probably versus like going to look at the show notes. That's what I do typically. And then you'll get your branded search there. So I think, because I personally do it, I think that does help.
That's true. I didn't even think about that, to be honest. So
yeah. So little tip. Yeah. Very meta. Awesome. Well, as we're wrapping it up here, couple other quick ones. How do you stay motivated? I mean, there's a lot of changes with Google. You never know when an update's going to pop up. You have AI coming in. So how are you staying motivated? Especially, I mean, you're running essentially two separate businesses, being like a full-time marketer director for your company.
Yeah. Life balance off the bat is important to avoid burnout. Burnout's easy, especially when you're on the computer all day. So that's number one. How else do we stay? Do I stay motivated? I would say have a buddy that you can vent to and riff with, or mastermind. That's another way to do it. But I have one buddy from that mastermind who we're still like, we still talk on the phone once a week and rip on SEO stuff. They almost say like, if for investors out there, like if you're in the stock market or in crypto, they're like, have a bear market buddy, like have a buddy to get you through those tough times. It's true with lots of things in life, including SEO struggles. So that just helps me stay motivated, because if I'm having a down day, he perks me up and he's like, he helps, he reminds me of like higher picture or bigger, higher level overview of the journey. And even if it's bad week, bad month and SEO and things aren't going right, it's like, look how far you came kind of thing. So that's helpful. And then writing down your goals is translatable and good for anything really when trying to get motivated. So write down your goals, track them, measure them, and don't forget to celebrate a little bit, even if it's a little victory. Celebrations, if it's just like a little nice dinner or whatever to treat yourself, that stuff can like just help you out and help you get through the day-to-day stuff that's not so fun.
Very good. Awesome. Well, this has been really fun, Alex. Do you have any other thoughts before we let people know where they could find you?
Anything is possible. If you don't know SEO, you can learn it. It's helpful to have a lot of time to do that. But there's ways to learn it and grow your business or create your lifestyle that you want. So SEO is just like a tool for that, right? But as we were talking about earlier, if you're a service business, the leads that do come through SEO are pretty fantastic. So that can definitely take a lot of stress out of your life and turn your business around, make it great. So figure out how you want to align your life and your business. And, just know that that's possible. Talk to people who are doing it. And, it's all figure outable, especially with all the online resources and podcasts and things like this. So
very good. All right. Where can people find you? We're going to link up for everything, but you could describe where people can go to get more from you and hear more from you.
Cool. Thanks, Doug. I'm not on social media as like a personal social media at all. It's just business social medias and stuff. So if you want to reach out, if you're in San Diego and want to grab a coffee or like have questions on real estate or SEO stuff, feel free to reach out, sdhouseguys.com. And that has all of my contact info. And our other site would have the same contact info too. So I just say sdhouseguys.com if you want to say hey or have questions on stuff.
Right on. Cool. Yeah, we'll link up for all that stuff. And thanks a lot, Alex. Hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks a lot to Alex. It was cool hanging out with him and digging into the details. It's always interesting to hear about people that are newer with SEO and they picked it up just like in the last few years. Of course, 2020 has been 4 years, and 4 years is a long time when you think about focusing on a specific skill set. But at the same time, when you think back that some of the folks that I've interviewed, like Tim Schmidt, he's been doing SEO and affiliate marketing for like 20 plus years. I've been around for about 10, but it's very interesting when you talk to someone who is just getting started and like how much progress they can make, especially when they apply it to a specific industry that they're already familiar with. So they kind of have an unfair advantage. I'll put up links for all the stuff that Alex mentioned so you can get to it really easily. And if you have a chance, if you like this show, if you want to do a personal favor for me, make sure you leave a review, make sure you're subscribed. If you're over on the YouTube side, leave a comment. You could say anything you want in there. It really doesn't matter as long as there's some interaction, but it does help out. Chat with your friends on there and you could just have a conversation in the comments. I really don't care. Like the videos, all that kind of stuff. Really appreciate it. and I'll catch you on the next episode.